Watch, robber flees after Chicago business owner takes away his gun. By A.W.R. Hawkins on October 29, 2022. Video surveillance footage of October 12, 2022. In Portage Park's Car Care Auto Spa shows the business owner taking a gun from an alleged armed robber and the disarmed suspect then fleeing. ABC 7 reports that business owner James Sue was behind the counter at approximately 7 p.m. when the alleged robber entered the store. Sue was looking down at the time, then heard the suspect say, "Give me all your money," Sue said. He looked up and saw the alleged robber pointing a gun right at his face. Sue tried to buy time via attempts to de-escalate the tense moment, then noticed the suspect's pistol was jammed open. The suspect also noticed. Sue said, "He kinda like tries to rack his gun and it looked to me like it got jammed or the side was locked back. That is why Sue reached out and grabbed the suspect's wrist and took away the gun." Sue said, "Once I got it out of his hand, I just wanted to shove him back, and then he goes running out of here." NBC 5 notes that Sue was on a conference call when the suspect first entered the building, which is why he did not notice the suspect until the robbery demands commenced. This guy, he was clearly not a professional. He didn't know what he was doing. I don't know what his circumstances are. Maybe he felt like he was desperate and he had no choice but to go out and do this. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.